Today we're taking a look at road rage and why some people just need to calm down a little bit. I reckon I am the least likely person to get involved in a road rage accident in the history of automobiles.
Yeah, okay. I'll concur with that.
I'm so avoidance of conflict. A couple of years ago, I was at a set of traffic lights and the car in front of me didn't go when it turned green. But because the car looked a little bit scary, I didn't honk it. I just sat there and let the green turn to red. Hoping that the next time he noticed it had gone green, because I was
just fingers crossed.
I was too afraid to honk it because it was kind of like a done up. It was a bit of a done up hoon car. And I'm like, I'm not beeping him. I don't know what he's capable of. I'm like, I'm not touching that.
Another way that I know that you would never, you know, take part in road rage is that when we used to play Mario Kart on the Super Nintendo back in the day, man, I would be throwing my controller all over the place. And it's like I was playing against the Dalai Lama. Because you would just be sitting there quietly. I'd be, you know, on the rough end of a red shell. And I'd be getting really cranky. And you'd be like, to give in to the shell is to be the shell.
Like, this shell pass?
Yeah, that's right. So that was my road rage during my road cut.
Yeah. No, I don't get involved in that stuff. But sometimes I will accidentally make a mistake on the road and someone will get fired up at me and give me a bit of a verbal and I'll back down straight away. I'll do the old, sorry, my bad, my fault, my mistake, just to kind of de-escalate the situation.
Yeah.
But sometimes people don't even accept that. Like, they'll continue abusing me as I'm essentially saying, I'm a terrible person. I'm hopeless. I really don't deserve to be on the road. Like, people are really, really aggressive, even when you're not putting up any fight whatsoever.
There's some very angry people out there.
Oh, it's incredible. It's insane.
I had one. This is the only sort of road rage thing that's ever happened to me, is that I was driving down this highway. It was a double lane highway and I had to turn into the left lane. And I thought I had plenty of room and you saw a motorbike behind me, but I thought it was okay. So I changed lanes and he thought I either didn't see him or I don't know, maybe I didn't give him enough room. And he went nuts. This is at like 100 kilometres an hour. He was banging on my window, like right really close to my car. And it was very scary.
So you're driving on a motorbike, and smashing on your window as you're going 100
kilometres. Hitting my window. He probably hit it once or twice. But in the retelling, I say he was basically riding the bike on my car. But and anyway, there's nothing you can do other than I just sort of shrugged my shoulder and said, sorry, I'm a bit of a silly duffer. Like, there's nothing you can do. I sort of just shrugged.
I made a mistake. You can't kill me for that.
That's right, yeah. And then he just sort of sped off in anger, which is good.
Yeah.
And I just hope there wasn't a traffic light coming up, because that's even more awkward when they have a go and then you're stuck at the traffic lights just looking straight ahead, hoping that no one acknowledges each other.
I've been involved in a few of those things with motor... But so it often does seem to be motorbikes, where I was driving in a car with a mate and he... Similar situation, he accidentally didn't see a motorbike, which I can see from their perspective, you would be furious. But this guy started hooning around us, hitting our revision mirrors off so they were kind of dangling by the side.
Really?
And gesturing with his fist that he wanted us to pull over and have a fight.
Shit.
And the guy I was with at the time, I know he cannot fight, but he was like, oh, I'm going to pull over and have a go. And I'm like, you'll get killed. What are you thinking? Like, you know, there's this weird thing about... Like, you know, there are three kinds of blokes. There's one type of bloke who can fight because he knows how to fight because he's been in fights and he knows he can handle himself.
Yeah.
There's people like you and me who we know we're not fighting types. We don't get in fights.
Man, if I'm pushed to it, I'll come up. Come up to the emergency department. Sorry, I didn't finish my sentence.
I was going to say, I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I'm not really a lover. I'm a reader. I like reading.
That's right.
So then there's this middle category who's never been in a fight and has a false sense of confidence over, I'm going to hope for the best. If the fists start flying, I'm going to be okay, which they never are. But yeah, but then this guy's like, you cannot pull over and fight a motorbike guy. Keep on driving, you idiot.
Yeah, exactly. He's got a helmet on.
Yeah.
Don't fight a man in a helmet. That's one of my rules of living.
It's rule one.
Yeah.
The other situation that's really I found myself in a lot is often when I'm in a taxi, they will start tailgating someone, not aggressively, but they're driving too close to them.
Yeah.
And then that person will then get annoyed and start tapping their brakes and stuff, which will then get the taxi driver angry. And it comes into this little Mad Max scenario. And I reckon at least 5 times I've had to say to the taxi driver, you've got to back off. Like, I don't want to get involved in anything here. I just want to get home. You need to slow down, because this ego takes over and they can't stop it.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, isn't it? So let's get to my definition. I'm going to start calling it Don's definition. No.
You've been thinking about that all
Don's
week, I can tell.
Don's dandy definition.
Don's dandy definition. You took the week off work just to hit the brainstorming room, didn't you?
I did, yes. All right, so road rage, if it's someone who somehow doesn't know, road rage is aggressive or angry behavior by a driver of an automobile or other road vehicle, which includes rude gestures, verbal insults, physical threats, or dangerous driving methods targeted towards another driver in an effort to intimidate or release frustration.
That's a very dandy definition.
Thank you very much.
They reckon that about 50% of people have been involved in a road rage incident, and the average, you know, road rager does so at least 27 times in their life. They'll spark a road rage incident if you're that way inclined.
Really? 27 yep. times?
27 times.
Wow. I also read 96.6% of people that have road rage are male.
Ooh, that doesn't really surprise me, hey?
No, not really. And the average is 33 years of age, so...
Jeez, how old are you? I'm 34. I'm right in the target market, but
you've passed your prime. So
I'm not pulling my weight with these numbers, though. Other people are probably having to work harder because I'm just not doing my share.
That's right. You're pulling their numbers down.
Yeah. So I've got a bunch of reasons here why psychologists and other people have explained, you know, why road rage happens. It is one of my, I'm going to call it Luke's big list of theoretical factors.
Nice.
It's not dandy.
Good list.
Good list.
It's a good list, that one.
Because it's quite a long list, I'm going to run through it rapid fire, but I want the Don common sense test on thumbs up, thumbs down, about whether you think this explains a fair bit of it or not.
All right.
Okay. Number one. Our roads
thumbs
are...
down. Sorry. Start again. Go.
Number one. Our roads are just too crowded. You put too many people in close proximity to each other and people are going to get aggressive.
Hmm.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
It's a thumbs up. Thumbs Can up. Be frustrating in heavy traffic, yep.
Yep. Okay, number two, it's about anonymity. You're anonymous in your car. You can't really identify people in the other car very well. We know through lots of research that when people are anonymous, their behavior just goes off the rails. They're more likely to give heaps of electric shocks to people in an experiment if their name tag isn't on, all that kind of stuff. So number two, we're too anonymous in the cars. So we just behave erratically.
I don't think that has any weight.
If you're just in a thought experiment, if people had their full name on the top of their car with like a little set of the taxi sign, it was your name, do you reckon that would increase or decrease the road rage incidents?
Salient point. I give that a thumb is just on the horizon. So I'm going to put the...
It's middling.
Middling, yeah. Next.
Third factor. Your car acts as a kind of a protective bubble, giving you a false sense of safety around how protected you are. And from within this safe cage, I can do whatever I want. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Well, I'd have to say thumbs down with that as well. What do you think?
Yeah, that's not a big factor for me because cars have doors. That's not...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's not working for me.
No.
This next one, I think there's something to it.
No.
The factor is called personalizing, which is essentially when someone does something in traffic, you think they've done it on purpose and it's like an attack on you of some description. What explains this is one of my favorite things called the false attribution error, which is when we interpret other people's behavior based on stable personality traits, but we interpret our own behavior based on situational factors. So if you cut me off, it's because you're a jerk and you're always a jerk. Whereas if I cut you off, it's because I'm tired, I've got a lot on my mind, I was distracted, there was a good song on, I've got a lot of financial pressure. Like, we will give ourselves some leeway in how we explain our behavior and the way we won't.
But none for them.
Yeah, none for them.
I think that's a very good one.
Is that a double thumbs up?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Didn't know that existed, but it does now.
That's the first double thumbs up.
As Homer Simpson says, four thumbs up.
Number five. Are you getting any signs of fatigue?
How long is this list? I'm getting some pod rage right now.
There are nine points in this list.
Nine? Oh, God. All right.
We might need to edit some of these out with some...
Guys, if we suddenly jump numbers from like six to nine... That's why.
That's why. I'm just waiting for that. Do 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 do. Number five.
That was quite a long. That was long.
Because for the first 5 seconds of it, I didn't have the melody right. Like I got it right for the second 5 seconds. I had to finish it.
That's good. Okay, keep going. What are we up to? Two.
Fifth point.
Okay, five. Yep, go.
We've created a norm around aggressive driving. So when you're growing up, you see your parents acting in a fiery way in the car. When you watch TV, people are aggressive. So it's kind of become the thing to do when you have any form of trigger in the car. It's acceptable to fire up in response.
Possibly. Middling.
Middling?
Yep.
Six. This is about, as always with this podcast, we have an evolution-based explanation. When something happens in a car, obviously it's high speeds and your fight or flight response gets kicked off because your safety is in trouble. So road rage is essentially you're feeling threatened and you want to ensure your survival, so you defend yourself aggressively.
Possibly. What do you think on that?
I reckon that explains why people can just go off the charts in terms of they just dysregulate and become really aggressive and don't act rationally. It's because they're really old, you know, brain stem and, you know, their old brain is just gone ballistic. And I reckon that makes sense.
Right.
Thumbs up?
Yeah, thumbs up.
Yes. Because when you watch, I've spent a lot of time on YouTube.
My initial instinct is everything thumbs down. And then you make one quick rebuttal and I'm like, oh, good point. Thumbs up. You've done well. Good point.
Should have done debating or something.
That's why I'm not a psychologist.
When I watch YouTube videos of road rage stuff, and I do
there's some good ones.
I do that more often than I should.
Yeah.
People really do just go ballistic.
It's insane.
They completely lose control.
I saw one the other day when I was looking at things, and one guy got out of his car and just went to town on this other guy's car for some reason. And when he went back to get into his car, when it was all finished, he had accidentally locked the keys in his car. So he's just stuck in the middle of traffic. Just karma.
Karma, yeah. Number seven. When you're in often road rage, incidents are around someone making you feel that you're invisible, either by not letting you in or cutting you off or steering into you because they didn't check their blind spot. And as humans, we hate being made to feel invisible because it's a really big damaging act to our ego. So invisibility theory.
There's probably something to that as well.
Yes. You know the best view about that one is?
What?
That's my theory. I slid it in there without any references because that's my little theory. And you've just given it a thumbs up. Yes.
Yeah, not bad.
You beauty.
You should publish that. Yeah.
Number eight. When you're in a car, there's no real way to communicate and talk your way through the disagreement you're having. So everything becomes very black and white. We need other ways of kind of acknowledging I've made a mistake or sorry or whatever. All we've got is the horn, which just has it's just one on-off kind of horn system. We need other ways of communicating between cars. And people have actually patented this thing called a vehicle signaling system, which allows you to display messages in LED lighting at the front of your car so you can
that is asking talk for trouble. To others.
Thoughts?
Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing.
Oh, man.
Do you know how we try? You know, if someone...
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's got anything, but that just sounds like someone's trying to get a startup happening.
Yeah. That's a solution in need of a problem, I reckon, that business idea. That's terrible. Because the best you've got at the moment is if someone is, you know, not going when the light's gone green, you've got the light, gentle touch, or you've got the, you hold it down for longer, aggressive touch. They're your two options at the moment.
That's the thing. It's kind of like writing a text message, and you know how people don't know how to take it. Sometimes during that horn, it's just like a text message.
Yeah.
And they might think it's very aggressive. Luckily, the car I drive, which is a Mazda 3, very lightweight horn. So I'd really have to hold it down to get someone to think I'm annoyed with them. Mazda. It's a very happy horn.
That's probably good. They probably should design them that way on purpose to keep people calmer.
Well, it's not good if you want to be aggressive. Not that I ever do, but if someone cuts me off, it's like I'm thanking them. Thank you. Yeah,
I deserve nothing better. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right.
The ninth and final one, you'd be happy to know.
Yeah, it's been a long trek.
Is humans a territorial species and the car is an extension of your territory. So it's like a magpie protecting its nest. If you have a go at my car, you haven't got my territory, I'm going to fire up. So it's a little bit evolutionary as well.
Yeah, I'm not into that one at all.
You into it? Nah, I didn't like that one so much. The only thing I liked about that one is in the article that spoke about it, there's a line which I found quite interesting where it said, a 2008 study found that we should watch out particularly for wide-faced men who are known to be more aggressive than others.
That guy has had a bad history with a wide-faced man. I think he got bullied by a wide-faced man.
Yet again, on all statistical, you know, data, I should be very aggressive. Like, I'm not really fitting the bill here.
Shocking. Interestingly, I was doing a little bit of research about whether road rage is actually a mental disorder. And according to the DSM, it isn't. But the behaviours typically associated with road rage can be the result of a disorder known as intermittent explosive disorder.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also what happens to you when you have too many dried apricots of an evening. Terrible. That was terrible. The funniest bit about that for me was how I just said, of an evening.
Of an evening.
Too many apricots of an evening.
Of an evening. That intermittent explosive disorder is the most descriptive title for a disorder, isn't it?
Yeah, you know exactly what it is.
It's like your reaction is so disproportionate to the event that occurred. This is intermittent and it is explosive. That's what we're dealing with here.
Okay, I got a quick quiz for you.
Yeah.
So it's almost no point asking you, but I will anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So for the listeners at home, if you answer yes to any of these questions, it's possible that you are susceptible to being an angry road rage guy or girl. Mm-hmm. Yep. So do you regularly drive over the speed limit or try to beat red lights because you are in a hurry?
Nah, nothing to hurry for. There's nothing more important than life itself. Sorry.
Good. Thanks. Delai. Is that his first name? Delai? I don't know. Mr. Llama, thanks very much for that. And the problem is I often find myself over the speed limit. It's just because I'm just like an absent-minded idiot rather than being in a rush. I'm used to driving like a 1982 Corona. So with these new cars that I've got now.
Yeah, that's true.
It just creeps up so quickly you don't notice the speed. So
yeah, that's very true. I find that as well, actually.
Next one. Do you tailgate or flash your headlights at the driver in front of you that you believe is driving too slowly?
The 2 second rule exists for a reason. You don't need to be any closer than 2 seconds apart.
Exactly. Well, I think it's actually a 3 second rule. But,
okay.
Yeah. So I think you're a road rager, mate. Here's another one. I find this amusing because I'm immature. Do you honk the horn often? Sounds like a euphemism for something else.
That is very good.
Yeah. What are you doing tonight, mate? I just might hop the horn and go to bed, man.
Sorry, carry on.
There you go. Okay. Last one. Do you ever use obscene gestures or otherwise communicate angrily at another driver? And I think we've kind of addressed this in another episode, but yeah, not really.
Yeah, you don't know who they are, what they're capable of. There's no way they're going to go, oh, good point. I'll amend my behaviour going forward. Nothing is ever going to come of it that is positive. It only goes downhill, so just don't do it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So that's road rage. I've got nothing else to add, you?
Nah, just before we head off here, a little while ago we commissioned a wrap which cost us $4.95 and we've only used it once. So just for my sake, can we please, the outro music, can that be our wrap, please?
Outro music instead of our regular outro music.
Yep. We're just changing it up a bit.
All right, we're getting our $4.95 worth with this one. So here it is, the Luke and Don rap. I don't think it has a name, but
nah, it's one to honk your horn to, though. That's for sure.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Yeah, got them saying, what's that about? Yeah, it's Luke and Dawn, you know that they get it on. Sipping on the Perrier, and that's all night long. Cause you know right now they ain't got the listeners, but best believe that they voice getting hella hurts. Even when they laughing at too many way jokes, it's okay, cause you know they always bring it up. What's that about? That's just what they say. Hold it down every day in that OG way. Luke and Dawn, like Luke and the Dawn, come together when they do it all night long. Guess you didn't know, but now you know, cause this what's that about? And if you don't